Claude 3, the number one undisputed AI model on the market right now. Some are saying so. Well, I'll let you know what I think in just 1 minute.
How do you grow like a VC-backed company without taking on investors? Do you want to create a lifestyle business, a performance business, or an empire? How do you scale to an exit without losing your freedom? Those are the questions, and this show is the answer.
Today, we are sponsored by Superhuman Revenue, where I share cheat codes, tips, and tools of some of the best prompts and use cases that you've ever seen literally every week straight to your mailbox. Feel free to join the link in the newsletter for the newsletter in the show notes. Now we'll get into it. All right. So there's been a really big talk actually over the last few weeks as of time of recording this, or last few days, I should say, not even weeks. It feels like weeks, but it's only been a couple days. And the reason being is because it was just recently released by Anthropic, where there's a new model, Claude 3, that was released that they have. And basically, it's identified and released by Anthropic, stating that the three models, Opus, which is the highest level model, Sonnet, and Haiku, where Haiku is effectively better than 3.5, that's the free model, and Opus is the model that is technically better than GPT-4 based on the benchmark reports that they had, okay? So what this benchmark is, and the reason why I'm going through this with you is because I know you often get swarmed with tools and everyone talking about how much better they are than the other. And what's starting to happen is there's becoming slivers of differences, except if you're looking at the use cases of one model versus the other, because there's three good use cases I'm going to go over today that I think Claude is amazing at, that it beats ChatGPT for, but there's others that I think ChatGPT is better for as well. So as you can see, though, it basically is saying, according to the research or the benchmarks, that Claude 3, the highest level, is, I don't know, maybe significantly better than GPT-4 from a 50% rating to a 36% for GPT-4. Some of the other areas that it ranks significantly higher on are like multilingual math. On top of it, coding, which I don't do a lot of coding personally, so I might be terrible for that. If you're a coder, you're going to have to reply in the comments or let me know what you think on that. So those were the three areas. Now, what I would tell you is Claude 3 does not have image generation capability. Okay. So it does not have that capability. However, I ran three tests. If you haven't checked it out, I did a YouTube video of it on my YouTube channel. So basically I go through it live in real time so you can see what happens. Now, there's some bloopers and mess ups and things like that from the AI models, probably a little bit from myself as well. But I wanted to give you the authenticity so you can see what it really is, because most of the videos now are completely doctored up and edited. And so I think there's high value in you seeing basically the raw footage of what happens. And so let me just summarize that for you, but you can actually see the visuals. There's three core tests that I did. The first was the Acumen test. And I equated that to kind of like the graduate level of reasoning. So supposedly this is where Claude kicks the tail of GPT-4. Now we went through and basically I asked it something that took me a long time to learn in the business perspective of how C-level executives are evaluated and what they focus on. I gave very specifics. You can see the exact prompt in the YouTube video, but the reason why I did that is because I would equate that at maybe graduate level reasoning. Now, here's what happened. GPT-4 actually performed very well. The answer was pretty close, maybe a little bit better than Claude, based on, now granted, this is based on like 10 years of experience, or actually more than that, probably 20 years of experience of meeting with these C-level executives. Okay, the other thing is Claude crashed. It would not work, right? So that happened. All right, that was test one. Test two, what we saw was, I'm like, all right, let's test it on grade school math. And, you know, actually Claude did a better job. It did it faster. It gave logic behind its reasoning. ChatGPT eventually did it, but it kind of paused. It glitched. It was having a hard time with it, okay? So that's number two. And then number three, the third test that we did it, was analyzing a data file. So if I was looking at a customer data set with everything from basically total revenue to what industries they're in, company size, funding, employees, all those different areas. And let's say we had it dropped in there and had the data analyzed for an ideal customer profile and segmentation. So the reason why I use that test is because I've used it with ChatGPT before and it's been a little glitchy, but it's worked really good when I've had the patience for it. Now, Claude 3, I've never used that at all. I've never tested it, but there's some use cases I'll talk about on why I thought it might be good. Here is my caution to you, though. If you are a CEO, if you're a revenue leader, go-to-market leader, anybody who wants to put confidential information in there for Claude, don't. Okay, I would double check on that first. Same thing with GPT-4. Do not put that in unless you have an enterprise account or a protected account through Azure where you have that security. Now, I assume there's something capable you could do through AWS as well, which is where Claude is hosted on or one of the models you could choose. But I would recommend that you're very, very careful with that. Okay, that being said, these were the results. Claude 3 actually crushed it. It performed it really well. The recall was good. It gave very specific examples. And then ChatGPT 4 crashed multiple times. Now, it did end up creating good answers for it. When I've worked with it in the past, it has done that. It's had some issues with it. But like I was blown away with like how tight and how accurate Claude was when it came to that. Now, here's something really funny too. I didn't actually share this in the YouTube video, but I asked Claude, I'm like, are you better than GPT and Gemini? And it was really funny what the response was. It basically said like, it's not my place to judge that. I don't need to compare. I let humans make those decisions. So it was a really, really funny kind of like conservative, like aw shucks approach to it, which I thought was refreshing and kind of funny. Okay. So as it kind of came out, if we looked at it now, granted, these are very, very simple tests. And I did them to kind of show visually what's possible. I have to do a lot more testing to see how this shakes out and who wins. But I love doing these side by side so you can see it. I also did the same thing with GPT and Gemini. And actually, Gemini did a really good job on the test that we had. However, I've been using it quite a bit since then. And it is not doing good compared to GPT-4. Okay, so moving forward, these are the three use cases that I would recommend if you want to use Claude for. Okay, so if you have, let's say, a carousel you download from LinkedIn and you want to extract specific information, or like a long PDF or a research paper or something very deep and technical, it has very, very, very good extraction capabilities to go through that entire doc and pull out specific details and facts that, from what I've seen, are amazing. Okay, so that's one. So I would use that for research papers if you're looking at, or those thick documents. The other thing that I've seen is if you're pulling annual reports or 10Ks for companies and you want to look at that, Claude does the best job there as well. So you don't have to actually have it, like you don't have to upload the doc. It'll do that for you and just search and find it, which I've been blown away with. And then at the same time, the image recall or the image understanding or the vision capability, where you include a picture and then have it diagnose it or deconstruct it. It did a really, really good job there. And the processing was super fast. So I think those are the core three use cases: thick, chunky docs, annuals, reports, and 10Ks, or other docs online where you don't even have to upload them. And last but not least is the vision. So those are the three examples. Those are the three tests that we went through. Wanted to share that with you today because I thought you'd find it highly useful. I will keep sharing this with you as we go through. Now, there's all different variations and things that are happening. I'm going to do this on some future episodes, but effectively there's Workspace with Gemini being integrated into there, Microsoft Copilot being integrated into the Office suite and 365. So things are going to get really weird. They're happening really fast. And so happy that you joined me today. And if you didn't, can you drop a review for me? Help a brother out, right? If you enjoyed this episode. And, let me know what you're thinking or what you enjoyed of the episode. And I'll do more of it, right? Feel free to reach out to me on LinkedIn too and just say, hey, I heard you on the show, Ryan. Love what you did there, or can you talk more about this? And I will definitely incorporate that because you are important to me. And I want to make sure that all this time I'm spending on this has a big impact and helps you out. So thanks for listening to me today, and we will see you on the next episode. Thank you for checking out the Scale Up Show. My mission in life is to help founders and revenue leaders avoid all the pain and suffering
in revenue and growth so they can flip it and create a life of their own design. So if you enjoyed this show, please like, review, share it on social, and more importantly, just share it with a friend. Share it with someone that you think could learn and benefit from what you heard on today. But the more we get the message out, the more people we could help, the bigger the impact we make, and the bigger the community gets, which helps everybody. So once again, thank you for being a loyal listener. I appreciate you and look forward to seeing you on the next episode.